and there's quite a group right now of teams that are vying to get into the playoffs. Colorado's obviously one of them right now. How much are you watching the battle that is for four or five of these teams, including your opponent tonight?
I'm not watching it too closely, to be honest. I see St. Louis and kind of the run they're on, and you kind of know how teams have been playing in the last couple of weeks heading into games against you. But you know, I think we're kind of focused on where we sit in the standings and, you know, trying to move forward and get back on the right track. I know we haven't played the greatest hockey in the last couple of weeks. And after these couple of days, I think it's going to be a good reset for us to kind of get back to the ways that have made us successful earlier in the year.
One of the top things that you guys need to change going into tonight's game that maybe we haven't seen in recent games?
Well, I think special teams is important. Both our power play and penalty kill both struggled. So, you know, it's tough to win games when you're giving up three on the penalty kill and you're not scoring any on the power play. So, you know, I think we talked about that in here, that it's going to be important that we kind of get back to doing what made us successful earlier in the year. That's pressuring pucks, that's kind of getting in the shooting lanes and maybe trying to take a few less than we have lately. And then, you know, our power play, they have so many great players that it's just a matter of time. I think they're going to get hot and they're going to go on a run for us. So, you know, I think those are going to be two important pieces of our game.
You intrigued by what could happen over the next week with respect to the trade deadline happening on Monday?
Yeah, it's always interesting, I think. You know, there's a lot of speculation on where people can end up and what can happen. You know, anytime your team's near the top of the standings, there's always chatter that, you know, you might be looking to add a piece or whatnot. But, you know, I feel comfortable. I think our group feels comfortable with the team we have in here. And, you know, if we add a player, great. If not, you know, we're not too concerned. I think moving forward, you know, we've built a lot of trust with each other in this room that, you know, we think we can go out there and beat anyone on any night.
You guys talk, I mean, it's kind of that setup where this year you guys could land from Arizona in theory on the Monday and someone could have been with the team when you guys took off and not when you land. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, you know, I think it's something that you don't really, you talk too much about it, you kind of see the headlines and, you know, certain guys sitting out and, you know, certain guys are linked to certain teams and then, you know, there's always curveballs thrown in there. So, you know, you kind of just have to see how it plays out. You can't be too worried about it, I think. You know, it's a tough part of the business having to move cities and get traded. You know, I moved around a lot as a kid with my dad. So, you know, that's one part that it's not always fun. You get people that kind of have to uproot their lives and go somewhere else. So, you know, sometimes the quiet trade deadlines are good for us.
What about just one last thing on that point, though, Adam? You know, when Paul was added last year, when that moment occurred and it filtered through the room, what's that mood like when something like that happens at this time of year?
Well, it's certainly important. I think you add a player of his caliber and, you know, kind of his veteran and his experience and his pedigree. You know, you really look at it like now we have a real chance. We had a chance before and we'd been playing great hockey, but now you look at that piece and kind of what he did and how we played with Patty and Nicky and what he was able to do and really stretch our depth even further than what we had been before. And, you know, I think you kind of get that sense that, you know, it could be your year. You have a lot of confidence going into the game. So I think, you know, it's a vote of confidence from the general manager and the ownership group that, you know, they believe in this group and, you know, they're looking to add to make sure that we have a good chance.
The human nature to think sort of the same way this year?
Yeah, you know what, I think we sit in a similar spot as the last year. You know, I think, you know, records kind of were on pace for a similar record. I know it's probably a few less points, but you sit in a similar spot. You know, it's important about getting in the playoffs and in a good position, and then kind of anything can happen there. But, you know, anytime you have a chance to win, you want to take advantage of it, and I think we're hoping to do that as an organization.